Auction Incentive Funding.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have spoken by phone, but correspondent Bernie Bennett reports they appear no closer to breaking the impasse on a fifth coronavirus relief package.
The call, initiated by Mnuchin, according to sources, is the first time they've spoken since talks collapsed last Friday. But instead of indicating movement toward a detente, both sides underscored how entrenched negotiations are and blamed each other for the stalemate. Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer released a joint statement that said Mnuchin had made an overture to meet, but also made it clear that the White House wasn't moving on either the price tag of the legislation or what should be in it. It's unclear what, if anything, could break the stalemate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Southern California firefighters continue to battle a blaze in the Angeles National Forest northwest of Los Angeles. Joe Pop tells KMBC-TV his home near Lake Hughes nearly burned down.
We were told that it would not reach our house, which is a block away here. And sure enough, it made its way across the aqueduct, across the flatlands here, jumped the road, burned the peach field, and came to our house. But we got lucky because it went on each side of the house.
The blaze exploded to more than 10,000 acres in just a few hours. The fire started near Interstate 5 amid a healthy growth of trees. The fire is also burning in rugged terrain, with Angeles National Forest Fire Chief Robert Garcia saying it will be a major fire for several days. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide protective mask mandate, citing health expert predictions that it could save 40,000 lives over the next 3 months. President Trump on Wednesday said that his administration was sending 125 million reusable masks to school districts across the nation. Mr. Trump again pushed for schools and businesses to continue opening and called for college football to resume. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 80 points, but the NASDAQ rose by 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring. But one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 3:04. This is the KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. COVID-19 has claimed 1,000 lives in Nevada, making it one of the leading causes of death in the state, outpacing the flu and pneumonia combined. The increasing death toll from the coronavirus puts COVID-19 as the sixth leading cause of death in Nevada, while it's estimated to be the third leading cause of death across the country. The number of flu and pneumonia deaths in Nevada per year averages about 600. With room occupancy rates hovering around 30% during the weekdays on the Strip, 12 properties have yet to reopen. In a recent quarterly earnings call, Casino officials confirm the future of the properties remain in doubt. Station Casinos has yet to reopen four of their Southern Nevada properties, including the Palms. Boyd Gaming still has three shuttered casinos, as does Caesars Entertainment. Well, the MGM has yet to reopen the Mirage and Park MGM. Off-price retailer Stein Mart has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and plans to close most of its 281 stores across the country, too, here in the Vegas Valley. And the Vegas Golden Knights go for two in a row today in their Western Conference quarterfinal series against the Chicago Blackhawks. That game began about 20 minutes ago. No score right now in the first period, Game 3 on Saturday.
KACQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And we're getting some heavy volumes in several areas right now. Interstate 15 northbound at Desert End, South 15 at Spring Mountain, 215 west at Stephanie. Some lane restrictions slowing things through there, as well as 215 eastbound at Eastern.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you, as we do every day, but today is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend here on AM 670 KMZQ. Just to update you, minutes ago, the Vegas Golden Knights scored to take a 1-0 lead over the Chicago Blackhawks, game two of their Stanley Cup playoff series. We are now into day number two of the Biden-Harris ticket, and already we have controversy. We'll talk about it. But in order to do that, let's join Paris Denard, the Republican National Committee's Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs, and he joins us. Paris, thanks so much for joining us. It didn't take long. Now they're talking about a federal mask mandate. What? Even more freedom will go by the boards then.
You know, thanks for having me back on the show. At the end of the day, what we are seeing and witnessing is the attempt by the far right, I'm sorry, the far left, the radical left, Democrat Party and leadership trying to have a complete takeover of the country. They want to take over our healthcare system. They want to take over now the election system. And now, in addition to that, you see them wanting to take over how we operate as regular citizens in this country. Federal mandates across the board, things that don't pay attention to any type of geographic, personal differences, mores, social values, or anything, are dangerous. And the other thing is, you know, we should be a little nervous when you hear politicians talking about federal takeover of national mandates, because the federal government has shown itself to be not to be able to do things well when it comes to large federal programs like we saw with Obamacare, and in the individual mandate, which was essentially a tax, especially on younger people and those that were in low incomes who felt that they couldn't afford or didn't want to have insurance. This is not a good thing, and Americans should be troubled by the fact that the response from the left is always federal big government takeover of every aspect of your life.
Well, and you know, Parrish, that ultimately the Biden-Harris ticket, if they are successful in 83 days, that they're going to want to federalize our policing. They want to federalize, wearing masks. They want an almost total takeover of our lives, and we got to stop them. We here in Nevada have a governor who thinks he's king, and we are fighting that. We're fighting it in the courts. We're fighting it a lot of different ways. Let me just ask you though, when you got up a couple of days ago and you found out that Kamala Harris was going to be the running mate, what did you think?
I thought it was another desperate attempt at Joe Biden to try to erase his bigoted past and his failed policies that have destroyed the black community by pandering once again to black America, trying to convince us that he is not the bigot that we know that he is, and that he doesn't have the policies that have hurt our community, by putting someone on the ticket who felt that he is a racist, who felt that he was unfit to lead. And he ran against him and said some pretty rough and tough things about him, about his character, and about the women who accused him. And so I think that Kamala Harris is just someone who is a part of the radical Democrat left that has the radical left has taken over that party, and she is appeasing those elements of the left like AOC and the Squad and Black Lives Matter organizations and other radical organizations who feel that that's exactly the direction they want to take this country. And so I don't think it's going to have any impact on the black vote. I don't think it's going to have any impact on the way people look at this election, because ultimately it's not about Kamala Harris. It's not about the vice presidential candidate. It's about the policies of the person at the top, and that's Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Joe Biden has a horrific policy background, and that is not going to bode well with middle America, black America, or all of America, because Joe Biden's plans are going to actually hurt us. The last thing we need to have done, especially for people out where you are out west, are raising taxes. That's not going to help the small business owners. That's not going to help the people working in the casinos and the hotels, raising their taxes and federalizing and nationalizing their health, a total government control of their health care, and implementing things like the Green New Deal, which is going to raise energy prices. This is not the positive impact that we want to have on our economy, because it's not positive, it's negative.
Again, Parrish Dennard joining us, the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. And of course, a lot of people said, well, Biden swore up and down he was going to do a woman, and probably a woman of color. Is this going to help him in the African-American community? Will this help him go from, 92% to 95%? Or will it actually be no gain at all?
Well, look, the black community knows who Kamala Harris is. She ran for president. She went before the several debates, tried to make her case, and they rejected it. The black Democrats who make up the majority of their base did not want Kamala Harris to be the president of the United States. And so she is not someone who has a record of implementing policies that have been helpful to the black community. She was locking up young black people that Joe Biden, her running mate, called predators, locking them up for things like marijuana use and giving them harsh treatments, harsh punishments. Kamala Harris is one who does not stand on the side of the black community when it comes to lowering taxes, when it comes to keeping energy prices low, when it comes to supporting things like school choice and charter schools, when it comes to keeping us safe, but because she's in favor of and a part of a party and a platform that supports defunding the police. There's nothing about Kamala Harris's background and political background that's going to endure her to the black community.
Parrish, how significant is the announcement today of that deal between the UAE and Israel, the accords that I think are historic? I'm not sure if a lot of people, a lot of John Q. public will understand it, but can you talk a little bit about what it means and what it does?
Well, look, ultimately what we have is a president who continues to lead, not just on the domestic stage, but internationally. And we've always heard about people talking about peace in the Middle East and working with Israel. We know that President Trump has been a tremendous partner when it comes to our country and Israel. And when you have the President of the United States able to get a historic Middle East peace agreement between Israel and the UAE, it's something that career politicians that have spent years, decades trying to do, were unable to do. It's something that the Obama-Biden administration were unable to do. We were able to get to this place because President Trump has renewed faith and confidence in the United States. When we say we're going to do something, they know that we mean it. When we put our word into action and shake our hands, and when President Trump makes a deal and puts his word on it, they know that it's going to be made good. And the president is just strengthening our commitment to Israel, who has been a longtime ally of ours, and he is the most pro-Israeli president in American history. And this deal, certainly advances, safety and prosperity for the people of Israel. And that is what we want to have. We want to have a president who has the team around him to do sound policy that makes sense, that puts America's interests first, but also makes good on promises for our allies and supports and protects them. And so this is just a positive step forward in what President Trump has been doing from day one, which is trying to have peace in the Middle East.
Let me ask you just because jobs is so important, the whole notion of jobs. And if you notice yesterday, Joe Biden talked about the loss of jobs and all of that. For crying out loud, there's a pandemic going on, and we've had to shut down the government, the economy. Can you talk a little bit about what you're seeing in the job numbers both today and over the course of the last 14?
Well, look, Joe Biden might have missed the positive economic numbers because he's been quarantined in his basement. So he might not have a good strong Wi-Fi down there, but I would tell you the rest of America has seen the impact of President Trump's inclusive economy working for us, even in the face of the global pandemic known as COVID-19, which came to our country from China, has impacted negatively the entire world. And so we've seen these past several months that we've been dealing with COVID, the unemployment rate go down. We've just saw today the announcement that was made that for the first time, unemployment numbers were people filing for unemployment were under a million. This is a good sign because it means that people are finding work. People are getting back to work and the gig economies, and people are adapting and trying to fight back and push back to open up this economy. And so when you have radical liberals saying that they want to keep the economy closed, when they don't want to let parents decide and let them go and send their children back to school. Look, if you're a single mother, let's just break this down. If you're a single mom with two or three children, these Democrats are saying, stay at home. Too bad if you don't have a job that allows you to work from home. You've got to have computers for all your children, strong enough Wi-Fi, and have the mindset to and ability to teach and help, be a tutor and teacher and mom and provider all at once indefinitely. That's not how we get things going. They are ignoring data and they're ignoring science because they want to hurt the president's chances at reelection, because at every turn he's been right. He's listened to the data, he's listened to scientists, he's listened to the experts, and he's done the right thing, not just with COVID, but with the economy. The economy is strong and is going to have a significant V-shaped curve rebound because of President Trump's leadership. And the liberals and people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, their policies will have the actual the negative impact, the opposite of what we want to happen. Raising taxes is not what you want to do. Not rolling back all of the deregulation that the president has done is not what you want to do when you're trying to get the country back open and back on the right track.
Paris, in our final minute, do you stand behind the president and his desire to get kids back in school, not online, but back in brick-and-mortar schools?
I stand behind the president 100% on that, because if you listen to the data and you look at the science behind it, it shows that it is probably safer to have our children in school than stuck at home indoors for a whole host of reasons. It's better for our students, perfect emotionally, physically, mentally, and it's going to help the parents. So I do stand behind the president. It's what we need to have happen to get the country back on its feet.
Paris, I love talking to you. Thanks so much, man. We'll do it again soon, okay?
I hope so. Thanks, friend.
There you go. Paris Denard, the RNC's senior communication advisor for Black Media Affairs. Stick around. More to do. We'll give you the latest from day two of this crazy ticket, the Biden-Harris ticket. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget this hour, brought to you by my friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could do it right now, in fact. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Write that one down. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. We are into day two of the Biden-Harris ticket. And already they are trying to infringe on our freedom at a time when they want to empty out the jails and the prisons. They want to lock up innocent people like you and me who don't wear a mask. And by the way, I do. For the record, I do wear a mask when I'm out in public, when I go to the store, when I go to Walmart, when I go to Albertsons. I do. And I do when I go out socially. But when you go to a restaurant, I take the mask off. I don't know if that's the approved way of doing it, but that's what I've done. And already today they want a mask update. No, I mean this is spooky what they're talking about. A national mask mandate. And if you don't, we'll put your sorry ass in jail. That's what they're thinking. That's what's so sad about this thing. And by the way, I want you to hear Mike Pence, the vice president. Let's go to cut two, in fact. This is his reaction to Biden naming Kamala Harris to that Democrat ticket yesterday. This is the vice president.
Well, the stakes in this election have never been higher, but following Joe Biden's decision to name a California liberal like Kamala Harris to the ticket, the choice has never been clearer. Look, 4 years ago when President Trump called and asked me to join this ticket, I said yes in a heartbeat because I believed in his vision to rebuild our military, to revive our economy by cutting taxes, rolling back regulation, fighting for free, fair trade, unleashing American energy, standing up for life and liberty and appointing conservatives to our courts and standing with law enforcement at every level. And Joe Biden's decision to add Kamala Harris to the ticket confirms everything President Trump and I have been saying, and that is that Joe Biden and the Democratic Party have been overtaken by the radical left. Kamala Harris, like Joe Biden, supports higher taxes, socialized medicine, open borders, abortion on demand, and where Joe Biden said he'd be willing to cut funding to police, she said recently that she thought that we should reimagine the police in this country. And I just have to tell you, I like the matchup. It's on, Sean. I can't wait to get back out there. I'll be in Iowa tomorrow telling the story of what this president has done, how we made this country stronger, more prosperous in our first 3 years, how President Trump has seen us through the worst pandemic in 100 years, and how we've already created more jobs in the last 3 months than Joe Biden and Barack Obama created in their 8 years in office. I'm excited to tell the story. I think Kamala Harris being added to the ticket just confirms what President Trump and I have been saying all along.
Coming up in our next half hour, I'm going to open up the phone lines. And I know a lot of you did not see much of what went on over the last couple of days. But by now, you've seen Kamala Harris. You have had a chance to hear from her. And maybe some of you have done research. I did. I downloaded a CBS News where Kamala Harris stands on the issues. I'll bring you some of that. But I'll also let you hear the amazing news that happened today in Israel and in the Middle East. The what they're calling the Abraham Accords or the UAE Accords. where it aligns the United Arab Emirates with Israel against Iran and against the Palestinian state. This is a major, major, major deal. And by the way, according to Jared Kushner, and I'll let you hear this coming up after the break. Even after this, there may be more countries joining in this accord on our side. Countries who